Free will between people. Mixed presence on Earth has resulted in no one on Earth being able to completely fulfill their own destiny path. Everyone has been finding they can only do some of the things they want to do, and many have thought that compromise was necessary. But compromise is a judgment, usually in advance of the experience, that the entirety of the proposal is not appropriate or possible. The need for compromise results from denial. Compromise impedes the evolutionary process because no one compromising finds out if their own approach would work or not. Compromise is no more reasonable than denying parts of people in order to force them all onto the same destiny path. People can come to agreement freely. In having believed that free will carries complications requiring compromise, change here needs to come and is going to come as a result of the process of freeing your own will. This process is going to change relationships and bring many new understandings. No amount of discussion can bring the alignment that freeing the will can bring. To free your will is going to show you that free will between people is entirely possible and not in the ways so far attempted on Earth. All of the supposed expressions of freedom have involved denials. Denials always involve overriding parts of the self, which inevitably leads to overriding of others, either in overt or subtle ways. The experience itself is needed to learn how it can actually take place, that everyone can do exactly as he or she wishes without having to compromise, or to be overridden by another, or be overridden toward another. It will be seen that relating in this way can take place without imbalance or potentially dangerous denials. By starting with yourself, the rest will unfold for you. The path to free will is not going to be as easy as it would have been had it been done initially, because there is so much conditioning. So many people have become so conditioned away from the straightforward expression of their true feelings that often feelings emerge sideways or in twisted forms. This conditioning has created a much bigger charge of unexpressed emotions than existed originally. Nonetheless, it can be resolved. Do not judge emotions by what you have seen so far, and do not judge emotions by the ways in which they may need to express in order to recover. Denial originates with the self, and then spreads to others. And because of this, denial must be resolved first with the self. The original denials gave rise to more denials, just like an advancing cancer. These denials made openings for spirits who took in these denials to reflect them back to those who had denied them originally. Unfortunately, these denials were not understood according to their origins and were thought to originate in the spirits reflecting them. Judgments twist things into the judgment patterns They can seem to prove that the judgments are the correct interpretation of the reality. Many people had feelings trying to surface in their wills to tell them that this all originated with them. There were many reactions to this, and some feared they were aggrandizing themselves to feel this way. Some people had shame and didn't want to let anyone know what was really happening with them. Others decided to move away from those having trouble, as though they were somehow better and did not have these troubles. This increased shame and lack of self-acceptance for some, while others felt secretly superior and arrogant without realizing it was parts of their own will becoming lost and isolated in these separations. These misunderstandings amplified until you have the situations that you have now on Earth. The ways of living on Earth in reflecting these denials have not been allowing much direct approach to problem solving. There has been a general lack of honesty because so many have been busy hiding things, but I can see how their emotional bodies look, and it is not a pretty sight. The direct approach could solve the problems that these denials have been trying to avoid, but there has been such a large buildup of distrust and held emotions, especially blame, that many have not been wanting to take responsibility. Denial has been saying that conflict on Earth is supposed to be solved according to laws and procedures that have themselves become riddled with denial and arranged to block direct approach. Whether they are appropriate or not, procedures are in place, and if people do not fit the form, they are supposed to make themselves fit the form. This is actually backwards, because form is supposed to fit the people and the situation. But when denials are involved, it also reflects the denials. Some people have tried to deny the reflection here by belittling the importance of form, and others by increasing the importance. When you have already denied things within yourself, it can be very difficult to notice when you are denying others. When denials have reached the point where they seem to be more powerful than the self that originally made the denials, this could be called intimidating form. Real help is what people need when there is conflict, not a settlement that is enforced whether people have agreement or not. That which cannot align with the settlement is forced to be held undercurrent. Possibilities for denial are increased in this way, and so is the explosive possibility of society when undercurrents can no longer be held. Settlement needs to feel right to all parties involved. However, unless there is movement in the will, there can be no real settlement. The guideline here is that no one has the right to force anything on another. While in the process of clearing your denials, you can assist your interpersonal relationships by observing this simple guideline of do not impose your approach on others, and do not let others impose their approach on you. When you attempt this guideline, You can find out how much difficult this can be for you, which will let you know how much guilt you have and what judgments you may have held against taking care of self. You need to look deeply into this to see how much has already been denied in situations of relating to other people. To understand your denials here, you need to let yourself feel the actual feelings that you have, and let yourself hear all the thoughts you might normally ignore or try to push away. As you gain information in this way, you can respond to your own needs and also create freedom for other people to state their needs. In allowing yourself to meet your own needs, try to get to the bottom of them by seeking the source of the needs rather than staying at a symptomatic level. You can seek the source by asking yourself why you have a certain need, and if your answer is another need, ask yourself why you have that need. You can follow yourself back this way until you find the initial source of the need and what lack has left you feeling unable to meet that need. If your answer is that you do not know, stay open to further understandings that will come later. Denials leave the self feeling incomplete. And this is why trying to meet your needs might still leave you feeling unfulfilled. Nonetheless, meeting your needs is still an important step in healing yourself, not only to help you understand why you have the needs, but also for increasing self-acceptance and self-love. If meeting your needs involves other people, the balance point of free will is maintained when nothing takes place that is against the free will of another. For example, you do not need to let other people tell you how you should be relating to them, but instead, you can let that person express his or her feelings toward you and let yourself feel whatever you feel in response. This can provide a lot of information about how you have been relating to others. Rather than trying to get the other person to adjust their feelings, work with your own feelings and see where this takes you. Allowing the movement of expression of your feelings often brings shifts, either in the way you relate to the person or the decision to stop trying to relate to that person. Seek the judgments involved and release what you can of them. But if you decide to end a relationship with someone, try to end it without judging yourself or the other person. Your emotions are for you to feel and express, not for the purpose of judging, coercing, or manipulating others. In seeking balance in the ways being described here, the barriers can seem intimidating. The amount of denial and backed up emotions can make a direct approach between people attempting to resolve conflicts seem impossible, and sometimes it is impossible. When backed up emotions have poured out, labels have been applied by people who lack understanding and by people who are in heavy states of denial themselves. However, people can recover if they can find ways to express themselves as they need to express themselves. Do not make an assumption that violence would necessarily be involved here. An understanding you need is that repression of the will's expression can result in violence. And this is the last resort of repressed will. Some spirits have denied their own wills so extensively that any additional denial by other people can cause them to erupt in violence. You can protect yourself from this by realizing what is happening in your relationships with others. As you notice denial in yourself, you can more easily notice it in others. You cannot deny yourself without denying others. For example, if you deny yourself in order to do something for another, how is that other person likely to feel if you are doing something for them that you do not really want to do? It either does not feel good, or there is denial of how it feels. If you really do want to do something for another person, do not claim you are doing it just for them. Undercurrent here is the judgment that the one denying self in favor of another is in the spiritually superior position. Attempting to balance this later by allowing others to sacrifice themselves for you is not appropriate either. Feeling this is what will let you know that my light is right here. The coming changes on Earth are not going to be easy for many people. There will be many people that are lifted off Earth. But many of you need to stay present because you need to experience these changes and learn from these changes. The recovery of your own true feelings is your survival path. Allow yourself to express any fear, anger, and grief you have concerning me, so these places in you can also know that I am a loving God and you will be able to receive my light. Instead of judging me, accept me as the kind of creator who cares about what he has created and accept that my loving light is willing to help you. Tell me out loud what your intent is currently and communicate with me frequently. Whenever you are moving your emotions or recognizing and releasing judgments, ask my love and light to come into these places where you held yourself apart from me. Ask for my help as often as you need to, but do not expect me to do it for you because you need to take responsibility for yourself now.